I'm going to be hanging out with you guys for an untold amount of time. I really have no idea how long I'll be on here. Maybe 30 minutes, maybe an hour. You guys, some of you guys know. Well, first of all, is this some of your first time tuning into a Hello Greedo stream? Is it? I know these are very weird streaming times right now for a lot of the world. For my new normal, live stream viewers. So I'm assuming that some of you guys, this is your first time, but welcome. My alarm every day is set for 5 a.m. Every day. That's my wake-up time. It's very rare that I wake up earlier than my alarm. But today is the day. I woke up at 2:30 in the morning to go pee, and I've basically been up since then. I got out of bed at like 3:45 or so. Yeah, man, some days, some nights, I just wake up and it's very, like I said, it's very rare, but then I can't get back to sleep. My brain just starts going around in circles. I start thinking about random stuff, things that I need to do. Today's culprit for why I couldn't get back to sleep, was financial shit. As soon as my eyes woke up this morning, I just started thinking about financial shit, and then, that's something that'll keep you up, right? But anyway, welcome. Let's shoot the shit for a little bit. Let's sip some coffee. What time is it where you are, chat? Welcome, Evil Man Montez. I saw that you're from Chicago. I'm actually going to be in Chicago in less than a month for my buddy's wedding. So I might have some questions for you, some recommendations from you. We're going to be staying in River North. So, yeah. But welcome, guys. Star Wars guy, Snurk, Keats Goodwin. I dig the music too, man. The intro song was actually from a video game called Galactic Delivery, I believe. Let me look this up. Galactic Delivery game. Yeah, Galactic Delivery. Yep, that's what this is called. So the intro song that you heard was from a game called Galactic Delivery. It's $2 on Steam. The soundtrack is fantastic. And the guy who made the soundtrack actually gave me permission to use it. So pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. Anyway, I think that particular song was called Light on the Horizon, if you're into that. But yeah, I see a lot of different times. 1:48, 1:41 a.m. That must be California. 3:42 Central Time. Netherlands, Norway. Nice, man. Padrita, I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot, L. And it's also too early for me to attempt to pronounce the username because I'm an idiot. So I'm going to call you L. L, thank you so much for the first super chat and channel support of this stream. I greatly appreciate that, man. Hope you're doing well over in Australia. L says, greetings from Australia. Perfect time for me. Yeah, what time is it over there? Let's see. Sydney, let's see. Let's look up Sydney time. 6:43 p.m. That is kind of a perfect time. So when I normally stream, what time is it for you guys over there? So, is it just, if I normally stream, so if I stream at like 7 p.m., it's basically 5, or 7 p.m. my time, it's 5 a.m. your time. Oh, that sucks. Yeah, I never see Australian folks on here. That's crazy. I guess I never even thought about it. That's basically as far as you can get away from this time zone, right? But welcome, man. Shoot the shit. Hang out. What's on your mind? I've never been to Australia, but I would absolutely love to one day. Don't know much about it. Met a few Australians. Actually met a few people in the Australian Navy who actually ported at Mayport long time ago that I met. But that's about it. I know Dash Star. Met him a few times. I've met Steel Saunders. I don't know much about Australia, but I've met a few of your folks and they've been nice. So, Anyway, I appreciate that, L. I'm in Vegas and my baby is about to be born. Wanted to pop in while my girl's napping. Nice, Lars. Congratulations. Are you in Vegas because you live there, or you're just kind of hanging out? You're gambling and playing the slots while you're waiting for your baby to be born. Yeah, Evil Man, if you have any recommendations for food around River North, or whatnot, we're looking at a couple restaurants, a couple breweries and bars and stuff. We're going there for a wedding. Like I said, at the end of September, and you know, a bunch of us that have known one another forever. Like, I've known some of these guys since I was 12, 13. We're going to be walking, and now we're in like our mid to late 30s. And now we're going to go up there and walk around the city for a little bit and just kind of go on a drinking tour, eat some brunch, and our wives are with us, and, you know, going to grab some dinner. It's going to be great. So if you have any recommendations, man, I am all ears. What's up, Sappity? Sappity says, I don't normally listen to radio when making breakfast, but this was a good alternative. Nice, man. Yeah, we all have our routines, right? Whenever I'm making my daughter, I usually wake up at 5, you know, make my daughter lunch for her school, and then get ready for my day. And sometimes I'll put in headphones and listen to something. And if I do, most of the time it's like just really relaxing morning music, you know, something like from the band Hammock that I really like. Been listening to Hammock forever, or whatever comes on that lo-fi hip-hop beats to study relax to playlist on YouTube, you know, that's always live. Yeah, that's kind of my go-to. Boba Bricks, good to see you, man. Everybody go follow Boba Bricks on Instagram. Boba Bricks has just started college at UAA, all online, unfortunately. University, let's see, UAA. Alaska Anchorage, is that correct? I'm going to keep an eye on the chat. Correct me if I'm wrong. I want to make sure. That's pretty cool. University of Alaska Anchorage. If that's the case. It's kind of crazy, like... It sucks that so much of college is online right now, and it seems like tuition is about the same too. Like, it's weird when you try to think about it, right? Like, your tuition is the same, but you're not going on campus, so you're basically paying for an online school. You know, it's weird, but that will pass, Boba. You'll eventually be in class. There's no question in my mind. But that's extremely exciting, man. That's extremely exciting. I was actually thinking about that, this kind of similar topic last night. And I've talked to my wife about this, and she kind of agrees. Like, neither of us went to a big college. You know, neither of us went... Like, some of my buddies went to UF, University of Florida. You know, they're Gators. Some of them went to... you know, Miami, these big colleges where you walk around and, you know, you're just enveloped in the world of your school, and everybody's walking around, and it's this hustle and bustle. And I've always, as an outside observer who would go and visit my friends that went to, you know, large colleges, I always thought it was really cool, and I never experienced it. Maybe it was better to experience it from the outside, you know, every couple weekends going and visiting them instead of living in it. But I always kind of envied that lifestyle that they had for 4 years. While they were doing that, I was in the military, so I didn't experience that. My wife went to a local school in Jacksonville. So neither of us kind of experienced that. But yeah, man, I had a lot of fun visiting my friends, I'll just say that. Boba says, yeah, I live here, so I'm just going local, knocking out my GERs until I figure out what I want to do for ideally the rest of my life. With my scholarships, family only paying $700. That's great, man. That is awesome. Congratulations on those scholarships. I'm sure your folks are so happy about that. College is insanely expensive. I firmly believe that the most important thing that, you know, you can do when you're looking at going to college is get somebody else to pay for it. And by that, I mean someone not in your family. And you've done your family a great service, Boba. But that's great, man. That's great. Proud of you, man. That's awesome. And you know, definitely, obviously, go for something that you're interested in. Long-term plans, of course. But, you know, you're still young. And to tell you the truth, most people that I know who got a degree in something, a specific degree in something, aren't doing anything with that specific degree. Does that make sense?
How's it going?
Oh, one sec.
HG, hope you and the family are doing well. My job has kept me from joining as many streams as I want. My question is, who do you think are the worst types of SW fans? Have a great day.
Oh, that's a big-ass loaded question there. The ADP, good to see you, man. Give me one sec. But yeah, Boba, that's great. Keep kicking ass. You know, if you interests wax and wane, they come and go. Passions come and go. Things that you initially wanted to go to school for flip on their head, and now you want to do something else. So, you know, knock out your initial courses and whatnot, and if a year or two from now you kind of feel like you're interested in something else, don't feel obligated to pursue the original thing that you pursued. You know what I mean? We humans are complicated, and we're always shifting focus, and that's all right. That's all right. But anyway, I appreciate that, Boba, and congrats, man. Way more reading than I was expecting, though. It always is. It always is, man. What's up, Tuke? Let's see. Sorry, I'm fixing the baby monitor and fixing my microphone. There we go. The ADP, thank you so much for the super chat and channel support. I greatly appreciate that. The ADP, how's it going, HG? Hope you and the family are doing well. My job has kept me from joining as many streams as I want. My question is, who do you think are the worst types of Star Wars fans? Have a great day. Family's doing well. We're good. I don't know if you heard at the beginning of the stream, just it's one of those days where, you know, I'm an early riser to begin with. I always wake up at 5 in the morning, regardless of the weekend or whatever. And this morning I woke up at 2:30, went to the bathroom, and I've basically been up since 2:30. So I figured I'd hop on here and shoot the shit, you know. Can't sleep, man. Can't sleep. So it's just once in a blue moon, once every couple months maybe, you know, I'll wake up, my eyes will open. It might be 1:30, 2:30, 3:30 in the morning, and I will not be able to get back to sleep. My mind will start spinning of things I need to do, financial bullshit. You know what I mean? Just like all the, just so much shit, so much shit. And that's one of these mornings. So cheers. But so the ADP, once again, thanks, man. And the ADP says, or asks rather, who do you think are the worst types of Star Wars fans? Have a great day. That's a difficult question because I don't think it's necessarily, it's not necessarily like exclusive to Star Wars fans. It's kind of a general, attitude of human, if that makes sense. Like the types of people who, I guess see Star Wars as like their own little quaint thing, right? And they treat it like some indie punk band from the 90s who had a great record that kind of blew up and everybody's into it now. Star Wars has never been that little indie band, but they think it's that little indie band and they're mad that people are into it now, right? Those goofy motherfuckers. But that if they're into Star Wars in that way, then they're like that with everything else in their life, right? Also, I don't like really thin-skinned reactionary people. And if you're really thin-skinned and reactionary and get upset about every little tiny minute bullshit, quote-unquote, offensive isn't the right word, but like, what if you get if you're so thin-skinned that anything like a director or an actress or an actor or somebody on the internet says and you think it's directed at you and you get all upset, I don't like you either. I don't like thin-skinned dudes who are so petty and and there's so much of that on YouTube and social media. I just don't understand it, man. It's embarrassing. It pays on YouTube, though. Holy fucking shit, man. If you're thin-skinned and you think everything is an attack on fandom, then holy goddamn, you can make a lot of money on YouTube. I mean, you won't have any fucking integrity. You'll be a goon, but goodness gracious, you will make a lot of money on YouTube, right? So, not in anything in particular. But I appreciate that, the ADP. I appreciate that, man. You said, I also love the stream video. It's like HG is taking us on a galactic road trip. Yeah. This is one of my favorite things I've ever made on the channel, man. This little, this live stream background. I made it, it's probably a few years old now. I might have made it, but shit, it might be 4 or 5 years old. But yeah, I literally just kind of took a little video inside of my Subaru Crosstrek. And I tapped my thumb, and this video is like 10 seconds long, maybe. Took a screenshot of the video, cropped out the windows, turned it to transparency in Photoshop, and then rotoscoped my thumb and turned it into its own layer. I mean, it's really easy if you know how to do it, but yeah, it's one of my favorite things, man. And look, my thumb's kind of on beat, right? It is kind of on beat. It's a little faster, I think, but anyway. The meltdown if Feige casts Brie Larson for his Star Wars film would be worth $2 billion Disney paid out. Cracker mayo face. Yeah, that's something I don't understand. Like, why did she, and look, I'm completely agnostic, apathetic, whatever the word is, towards Brie Larson. I have no idea what she said, I don't know. I briefly looked into it maybe 2 years ago. I don't know.
How do you
but
think
it's
they will
so,
go about
oh, one
the
sec.
Kenobi series? I've heard they are adapting it from the comics. That is the series I am most excited for personally.
I can't think of a name for this channel. Thank you so much for the super chat and channel support, man. Very generous this morning. Give me one sec. But yeah, the whole Brie Larson thing is so weird to me. I don't understand it. It's kind of, to me, it's like a glaring example of the algorithm feeding itself and like people chasing the algorithm. Like, who the fuck wants to make like 400 Brie Larson videos? As a human being, as a man with a camera and a microphone, is that really what I want to do? Is that really what you fucking want to do? Really? The only reason people did that is to chase that algorithm, man. And that's embarrassing to me. But hey, I don't get it. Hey, if anybody out there is starting a YouTube channel, have some integrity. I can't think of a name for this channel. Thank you so much for the super chat and channel support. I greatly appreciate that. How do you think they will go about the Kenobi series? I've heard they are adapting it from the comics. That is the series I am most excited for personally. Nice. I'm sure a lot of you guys out there are most excited for Kenobi too. Like, okay, I haven't asked that in the chat, but it is the topic of the stream. What future Star Wars show? Let's break it down to show. What future Star Wars show are you most excited for? I'm curious in the chat. But I can't think of a name for this channel. Ideally, what I would love is if the Kenobi show, if the Kenobi series was kind of like small scale, just a character study. I know that's not going to be the case. Like, in my heart of hearts, I want so bad for the Kenobi show to just be like him self-marooned in self-isolation on Tatooine, hiding out, you know, reflecting on what had happened, just trying to survive, getting acquainted with the local you know, population, the local area, and just kind of, yeah, just kind of. Let me skip this song. It's too early for this. Just kind of like living, trying to live, coming to grips with things, right? I would love that. I want him, yeah, exactly. I want him to stay on Tatooine and deal with the local stuff, you know. I would love that. I would love that if there was never a single lightsaber in the goddamn show. I highly doubt that's going to be the case. You know, Darth Vader, Anakin Skywalker, Hayden Christensen is going to be in the show. In what capacity? Who knows? It would be awesome if it was real. I want Vader's going to be in it. Christensen's going to be in it. I want it to be subtle, right? I want it to be subtle. I don't want there to be some crazy ass lightsaber battles between Vader and Kenobi. I don't imagine if Maul was in there. I would just roll my eyes. I want new. If we're going to have Kenobi as the front and center character in this show named Kenobi, I want everything else to be new. You know what I mean? But no, I don't know where you heard that they're adapting it from the comics. That's the first I've ever heard of that. If I had to guess, I would say that's not true. Because I believe this is, I feel like I heard this was a completely new story. Might be wrong, but yeah, that's you know, I would say that's the project that I'm second most excited for, I guess. But again, like, I don't want Star Wars to become a greatest hits kind of thing, right? I talked about this in my video yesterday. You know, let's list off all of the shows, right? Okay, let's list off all of the shows. You got Kenobi. You got Book of Boba Fett. You got Lando. You got Ahsoka, you got Cassian Andor, and then you have The Acolyte. Six shows right off the bat, right there. And the only one that does not have a familiar face, the only one that does not have the name of a character we already know in the title of the show is The Acolyte, right? Kind of bums me out. Like, five out of six shows are familiar faces. Like, I want more new stuff. That's what was so appealing to The Mandalorian for me. That, especially the first season, you know, it was all new. It didn't rely or lean on the familiar. But yeah, anyway, I appreciate that. I can't think of a name for this channel. Yeah. Really crossing my fingers that it's not just going to be just full of lightsaber action and Vader and Maul and Kenobi and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I'm extremely excited for Visions for that very reason, Omega. Omega says Visions has a lot of new, presumably. So that's yeah, The Acolyte and Visions are two of the projects that I'm really, really excited. Oh, one sec.
One of the first streams I have caught in a while. As for looking forward to shows, I'm looking forward to The Acolyte and Kenobi because I'm a sucker for transitional periods in Star Wars.
Hell yeah. Abnormally Lilith, thank you so much for the generous super chat and channel support this morning. I greatly appreciate that. One sec, I saw that Carbonite Hunter said, don't forget Rangers of the New Republic. I think that was canceled. I could be wrong. Maybe that was just some Twitter bullshit that I saw floating around like a month ago or so, but... Or maybe I dreamed that. I don't know. Maybe I'm making that up. I feel like I saw that it was canceled or put on hold. I'll look that up in a bit. But Abnormally Lilith, thank you so much once again for the generous Super Chat channel support in this early AM, for me at least. Lilith says, hi, Greedo. One of the first streams I have caught in a while. As for looking forward to shows, I'm looking forward to The Acolyte and Kenobi because I'm a sucker for transitional periods in Star Wars. As am I, because that's where, you know, we have basically three eras in Star Wars. film-wise, I guess. I mean, sure, the Old Republic is out there, not necessarily canon. I don't know. It's so hard for me to keep up with it, right? But yeah, the transitional periods in Star Wars, Lilith, are kind of the bread and butter of the new stuff, right? And that's where the new stuff can really shine, and that's where a lot of, you know, you have a little dash of the familiar because certain things do take place between eras, but also you can just fill these gaps with so many new characters and new designs and new stories and new places. There's so much wiggle room with transitional periods in Star Wars as well. And then The Mandalorian is a great example of transitional period Star Wars too, right? So much wiggle room to have fun in these kind of familiar eras with new stories and new characters. It's just like, it's such a living, breathing universe that you can do so much with in these periods that we never see, right? Yeah, it's exciting for sure. So yeah, you mentioned, Lilith, you mentioned The Acolyte and Kenobi. For me, The Acolyte, in terms of the shows that we're getting, is... The High Republic, duh. The Acolyte is super high on my list. Tip-top on my list right now. In terms of shows, in terms of things that I'm most excited for, Rogue Squadron is that, just because it's a movie, and I think I'm always going to be more excited for Star Wars movies. But yeah, The Acolyte is on the top of my list just because of that new factor. We're unfamiliar with what it's going to be. It's potentially going to be a show that has no familiar faces in it. I say that crossing my fingers and being hopeful, right? But yeah. I really don't want to see familiar faces in The Acolyte. I want a completely new slate. I think it's a great a concept of a show where you could just have a completely blank chalkboard and write in a brand new story with brand new characters, right? But yeah, hell yeah. And Kenobi, I'm definitely excited for Kenobi. I feel like I'm more excited for the idea of Kenobi in my brain, you know? Not that the show needs to follow exactly what I want it to be, but I do want it to be smaller in scale and scope and a little more subdued and a little more character study, right? And I have a feeling that it's not going to be that, but in my heart of hearts, I'm hoping that it is, you know? But yeah, it'll be kind of mind-blowing and surreal to see Ewan McGregor back as Kenobi, you know? Yeah, I'm pretty excited. It's fun. But anyway, welcome to the stream. I don't stream as much as I used to. I'm kind of getting back into the groove of things, Lilith. These 5 a.m. streams, or this started at like 4:30 a.m., right? These early morning streams are usually just kind of a fluke. It's when I... it's usually when I wake up before my alarm. My alarm's always set for 5 a.m., but occasionally I'll wake up before my alarm and won't get back to sleep. Yeah. So here we are. Maybe I'll start doing these early morning streams more frequently because there's a lot of new folks on here, a lot of people from Australia that never get a chance to tune in. But anyway, Lilith, welcome. Thank you so much once again for the generous channel support this morning. I'm not used to saying this morning, but yeah. Anyway, cheers. And Joshua Breen, thank you so much as well for the super chat and channel support this morning. Joshua says, if the theatrical versions of the OT on 4K were released tomorrow, would you go buy it immediately or not be too bothered? No, I would... I would go buy it immediately, to tell you the truth. It's the one piece of Star Wars right now that I would go and buy immediately. I'm really not into physical media anymore, unless it's a movie that I love through and through. If it's in my top 10 favorite movies, I will go buy them. You know, I'll buy, I bought Jaws in 4K, for example, right? I'm not going to go buy the prequels, or I'm not going to go buy The Rise of Skywalker, maybe in the future, who knows, but like, I'm not much of a collector either. So, but in terms of physical media that I want, in terms of something that I've wanted for years, one of the reasons that this channel started in the first place in 2011 was wanting a, you know, an HD version of the original theatrical cut of Star Wars, you know, and now 4K, right? I don't think 4K was around in 2011 when I first started this channel, was it? I don't remember. I don't think so. But yeah, Josh, I would go buy it immediately. I would go. Just, I would chalk it up as like a moral victory, you know. Finally, it's happened. The original theatrical cuts of the original trilogy in 4K for us to enjoy, for future generations to enjoy. The way it was seen originally. I would put it right next to my original VHS box set, you know. Put it up on a shelf. Right next to the 4K 77 version that I want to burn. And Harmony's despecialized, right? But anyway, I appreciate that, Josh. Cheers, man. There we go. Heading to bed. Nice. Is anybody from the East Coast of the United States that's still up from last night? Is anybody still up right now and it's 5:11 in the morning? I'm curious. Like, I woke up at like 2:30, 3:30, sometime in there. I got up to go to the bathroom at like 2:30 and then I got out of bed at 3:30. I don't know if I fell asleep in between there or what, but is anybody still awake? If you are, is this normal for you? Oscar Rodriguez, thank you so much for the channel support. It's good to see you. Oh, nice. Me and my wife are going to be up in Chicago in less than a month for my buddy's wedding. Staying in River North. I've only been up there for boot camp, and I visited my friend for like 12 hours up there, and then we got on the road doing my buddy's bachelor party. So I haven't really explored the city. Oscar Rodriguez, good to see you, man. It is early. It is early. Oscar is a familiar face. Good to see you. I hope you're doing well. Are you awake or are you still up from the previous night, Oscar? Oscar says, you think Hayden Christensen will have a resurgence? Ooh, yeah, I would suspect that... ooh, that's a good question. I'm going to look up his IMDb. Let's see what he's been in. Oh, he's 40 years old. Man, we're all getting old. I'm 35. So, The Last Man, Little Italy, Will Kill. So a lot of, Harvey Keitel, a lot of smaller movies. He was in a movie with Emma Roberts, Little Italy in 2018. Little Italy movie. So I would suspect that yes, there will be a little resurgence of Hayden Christensen, potentially, maybe. It doesn't really. I mean, yeah, I would suspect so. That's really hard to say because I'm looking at his IMDb and he seems to be really selective, or do a project every 2 years or so, you know? Or he went from doing a movie in 2010 to not doing anything until 2014. He did a movie called American Heist with Adrian Brody. Interesting. Vanishing on 7th Street? Is that what that says? Yeah. Huh. So, yeah. I'm sure coming back in Kenosha... Sorry, guys. I'm just going down Hayden Christensen's IMDb. It's not very exciting live streaming, huh? So, yeah. It looks like that he's done lower... smaller budget movies, independent movies and stuff like that for a while. But Yeah, I'd be willing to bet that him being in Kenobi, a giant show that's going to be huge on Disney Plus, there will be a resurgence. There will be something like that, you know. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I hadn't really thought about that, but that's cool. We need the Darth Vader movie. No. Anyway, I appreciate that, Oscar. Ah, cheers. And Dashy93, thank you so much for the channel support as well. I greatly appreciate that. Guys, I'm about to have to go downstairs and fill up my coffee and come back up. I finished. How big is this mug? I would say this fits 3 or 4 cups of coffee. It's a big ass mug. It's like the size of my head. I need to go fill it up. I make 10 to 12 cups of coffee every single morning, and it's gone by the time my daughter goes to school. That's how it works. How it works. Dashy93, thank you so much for the super chat and channel support. Dashy says, hoping we get a Star Wars MMORPG similar to KOTOR or Galaxies in the future. You and me both, man. So you probably know this since you're saying this, but Star Wars Galaxies is my all-time favorite Star Wars game. Hands down. Star Wars Galaxies was an MMO that came out in 2003. It's so near and dear to my heart. I have so many good memories with that game. It's like the perfect Star Wars game to me, because it's not just a game. You're not just running around with a lightsaber or a blaster. You're living in the Star Wars universe, right? You're living a life in the Star Wars universe. For example, like for me in Star Wars Galaxies, I was a doctor. So what I would do, I would like sit in the Mos Eisley spaceport, or feed spaceport, and people would approach me and I would buff them. I would inject them with stims, I guess, and buff them until, you know, so their stats would increase and they would go out on their adventures. They'd go out on their journey, their missions. And I would literally have like a line of 15 people in front of me just taking their turns, paying me credits, and I would buff them. That's what I did in Star Wars Galaxies. So I was living in that universe as just a regular person, you know, in the Star Wars universe. I had my own home in a guild city that players created. And it was such a unique game that, it was lightning in a bottle to me. Very similar to the way I love Ultima Online. Those two games are so impactful in my life, but like, yeah, I'm a big MMO fan. I love MMOs, but in terms of MMOs that kind of are exactly what I'm looking for, Galaxies and Ultima Online, because they're more sandbox than like Star Wars The Old Republic, right? The Old Republic is very linear. Everybody basically does the same thing. Galaxies and Ultima were not like that, but yeah. So, Dashy, I don't know if we'll ever get another Star Wars MMO. I don't know if MMOs are... like, to me, maybe I'm wrong because I don't really have my hand in the pot and I don't really pay attention to much in terms of like upcoming games and the world of MMOs and whatnot, but I feel like MMOs are kind of a dying thing. Am I wrong about that? There's only a few that are huge, and then there's always a bunch that are in development that come out for a few months and then die. Sure, you could argue that a Star Wars MMO would be different. You know, obviously there's going to be a huge player base right at the beginning. But yeah, do you guys play MMOs still? Do a lot of people play MMOs? I see that some MMOs are on the console, which is great, like Elder Scrolls Online or Star Trek Online. Now, if they did a Star Wars MMO that was all platforms, I think it would be successful, right? I think it would be successful regardless, but such a huge project, a huge endeavor, right? Yeah, I don't know, man. Crossing my fingers too, but unfortunately, I'm a little pessimistic about that idea. I know. I'd love for it to be the case. I'd love for a Galaxy-style sandbox MMO to come out. Shit, what am I saying? I wouldn't have the time to play it anyway. Actually, I take that back. I'm curious, you know, when I only have a few more months left in school. When I'm done, there's recruit training. So you go recruit training for the county for a few months for fire department stuff. After that, you get assigned to a firehouse. You can apply to certain firehouses. But after your rookie year, you know, you kind of do whatever you want when you're not working, when you're not on calls after your rookie year. And I get a pretty cool gaming laptop, I guess, and play some MMOs on my 24/48 shifts, right? The firehouse? Make kind of cool. Anyway, I appreciate that, Dashy. And the problem with MMOs I found is the schedule of churning out content. You know, well, I used to play so many MMOs back in the day. It was crazy. I expect from like Ultima Online, I started that in like 98 until I would say 2012 or so. I played so many goddamn MMOs. Even when I was in the Navy, I played a lot of MMOs. Like, from 2007 to 2011, if I was not on deployment, I was still playing a lot of MMOs.
Hey, HG, 1 sec. I was one of those reactionary fans. I was 14 when I saw your prequel video.
I get it, man.
You. To me, the prequels were perfect. Now I am older, and you are the most rational SW YouTuber ever.
Aw, dude. Concordia Jedi, thank you so much for the kind words and the channel support this morning. I greatly appreciate that. Give me 1 sec. Give me 1 sec. I just finished my thought on MMOs real quick. I played so many MMOs from Ultima Online, Star Wars Galaxies, both EverQuest, Dark Age of Camelot, Asheron's Call, you know, both Guild Wars, City of Heroes, just you name it, I probably played it. Just a lot of time. But MMOs to me have never really been about the grind. I mean, sure, it's a little addictive and it's fun, but I've always played with friends. Whenever I play MMOs, it's always with friends, and we're on, you know, back in the day it was like TeamSpeak or Skype or whatever was before TeamSpeak. I can't even remember. There was something before TeamSpeak. I can't remember. It was more of shooting the shit and talking on microphone with your buddies, right? It's a good social experience as well, you know, so I do miss MMOs. Occasionally I'll get the itch, but Concordia Jedi, thank you. After Concordia Jedi's super chat, I'm going to run downstairs and refill my coffee, and then I will be right up. Probably going to stream for another like 40 minutes or so, man. I got nowhere to go. My daughter won't wake up for another like hour and a half, so. And then I got to make her lunch for school. Concordia Jedi, thank you so much for the super chat and channel support. Very generous this morning, man. Concordia says, hey, HG, I was one of those reactionary fans. I was 14 when I saw your prequel video. I hated you. To me, the prequels were perfect. Now I'm older, and you are the most rational Star Wars YouTuber out there. Well, dude, first of all, thank you so much for the kind words. I appreciate the hell out of that, man. I completely understand. You know, you love something, right, Concordia? You were 14, and you loved the prequels. Probably love the Clone Wars as well. That was your Star Wars. Dude, you grew up with the prequels. You were 14 watching my idiot videos, right? And you're like, I love these movies. What is this masked douchebag talking about? I completely get it, man. Some, you know, people telling you that and maybe you can empathize with maybe some of the kids right now who are 14 watching the sequel trilogy, and you know, 10 years from now they're going to be 24 and they're going to have a voice on the internet defending the sequel trilogy. You know what I mean? Like a lot of your generation has done in the past, I would say, especially in the past 5 years, it's exploded. The prequel love. Back in 99, back in 2002, back in 2005, I never would have guessed that would be a thing, but here we are. So, yeah, I really appreciate the kind words, man. And, you know, I always, it's kind of interesting because I've been known as like the dude who does not like the prequels, which is, I'm not a prequel fan. I do like the Phantom Menace for big time nostalgic reasons. But I've never hated the prequels. I've never said I hated them. And it's kind of interesting that over the past 10 years, that's kind of what a lot of people know me for, like not liking the prequels, thinking that's kind of all I've talked about on this channel. You know, when in reality, I've maybe made 10 prequel videos in the past 10 years, you know, maybe not even that. I just, the Inside Star Wars videos are the only ones that I can really think about, but I'll say 10, whatever. And there's only 3 Inside Star Wars videos, but, yeah, yeah. Also, those early videos were very angry video game nerd. You know, I was playing it up. But yeah, man, it's, I think you say rational Star Wars YouTuber. God, it's hot in my room, my office. I'm sweating. But the difference is you are very rational with your opinions and you present them well. Oh, I appreciate. Yeah, so I try not to. I always try to kind of preface things, especially like my last video that I made, that I put out yesterday, right? Just my opinion. And I, what's really cool is that I think people get that, you know, even if somebody vehemently disagrees with me, the vibe of this channel, the vibe of my live streams, the vibe of my videos, the vibe that I'm trying to put out there is like, you know, who gives a shit if we disagree? You know, I like certain things. You might not like certain things. You might like certain things that I don't like, right? So like, does everything have to be an online argument? You know, can't we just, you know, agree to disagree or like what we like? And, you know, we could put our opinions out there in the world, critique one another's opinions. But like, when it just turns into mudslinging or fucking calling people shills 24/7, it's lame. It's lame loser bullshit, you know. Too many, yeah, it's so dumb. I've talked about this before, like the best man in my wedding. We are very different in our worldviews. Very different in our worldviews. But he was the best man in my wedding. Very different in our worldviews. I mean, we probably don't agree on much in terms of, you know, our worldviews. But he was the best man in my wedding. So you're gonna like, you expect me to get upset about somebody on the internet with a different Star Wars opinion than me? Yeah, it's goofy, man. But anyway, Concordia, I really appreciate that. You know, comes with age too. I started this channel when I was 25. I'm 35 now. Yeah, and I think it's also a factor of this channel always being more of a fun project. You know, I've never feel obligated to make videos. I've never feel forced to pump out content left and right. This is first and foremost just a fun thing that I do. Now, maybe if I relied on this channel, or I don't know, maybe if I just, how do I put this? I mean, look, a great example, I don't want to call anybody out, but I mean, we all know YouTubers who just put out like 3 or 4 videos a fucking day, and it's just about the same shit over and over and over again. And like, I mean, I guess if you're trying to make this your main thing, I guess you can be like, I don't know. If I tried to make this like my main thing, if I relied on this, which I never wanted it to, because whenever I've tried to like make this my main thing, it's always lost a little passion, if that makes sense. And this is always, I've always wanted to keep this tucked away as a little passion project, you know. But if you fall into that trap of pumping out shit, especially stuff that's designed to entice anger in a fandom. It's an easy trap to fall into. It's an enticing trap to fall into because you can make a lot of money being the 4-video-a-day negativity machine, right? Don't fall into that trap. Keep that integrity, man. Keep that integrity. You'll look like a goon. You're putting a time capsule out there for eternity, for your kids, for your future relatives to see how much of a dipshit you were on the internet. Remember that. People are going to watch all these like Brie Larson videos or all these videos about people being angry over nothing. Like grandkids are going to watch these and go, what the fuck? What the fuck? Why were you like this? Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. I don't care about people's opinions. I just don't like people who are so thin-skinned and reactionary and get upset over every little minute thing, right? That's not exclusive to Star Wars. That's a very broad statement about human beings. But yeah. Let me go get some more coffee, ladies and gentlemen. I will keep this BRB thing up there really quick. So give me a few minutes. I'm going to run downstairs and get more coffee. I'll be right back. What did I miss? All right. Had to switch coffee mugs. Something smaller. I have to save some coffee for my wife. She will be awake in about an hour. So let's stream until about 6:15 my time for maybe another 45 minutes or so. I feel like we go down that kind of tangent about YouTube and bullshitters and stuff like that so frequently. So I apologize. Maybe this is a different audience. You don't hear it very often, because I don't stream very often at this time, but Dylan Compton, what's up, man? Yo, I never expected a stream from him this late. It's this early. I always wake up at 5 a.m., but I've basically been out of bed since 3 a.m. Just can't sleep. You know, your brain starts spinning. Lilith says, that's why I've been subscribed to Star Wars Explained for so long. They upload often and there's no mudslinging from them. If they don't like something, they explain why and move on. Yeah, they're great. Alex and Molly are great. I've met them a few times, hung out with them multiple times. They're just really nice, genuine people who like Star Wars and Yeah, they're fun, and they know their shit, and they're like, literally all they want to do is talk about cool stuff in Star Wars that they like or don't like. They want to build Legos. Like, it's one of the most genuine. It's a great channel. I love what they've done. I love what they've created. It's great for sure. But yeah, what do you think of Mike Zero? Faux inform. I don't get it. I don't understand. Like, at first I thought it was. At first I thought he was just trolling. At first, for a long time, I thought he was like doing this Andy Kaufman routine. I thought he was just like being like a jokester on YouTube, you know, just playing make 'em up and having fun with people's gullibility. I don't know if that's the case anymore. Like, unless it's this super long troll and he's, I don't know, man. It's weird. Whatever. Like, probably makes a shitload of money, and he's never going to stop just being a bullshitter on the internet if he's making a shitload of money, right? There's so much money in gullible people. It's crazy. That's what I don't understand. Why do people continue to watch that kind of stuff? You know, when your batting average is a big fat goose egg, why do people continuously go? I posted something about this on Twitter the other day, basically saying, like, you know, if I followed a religious leader who had these end of the world predictions, you know, and they never came true. Oh, the end of the world prediction was last Saturday. I meant this Saturday. Oh, did I say 2012? I meant 2013. Did I say 2013? I meant 2015. These end of the world predictions. You know, if I followed a religious leader who had all these end of the world predictions that never came true, I think I would stop fucking listening to him at some point, right? Same thing with like these conspiracy theorists who prophesize these conspiracies that never come true. I think I would stop listening to these people if nothing they said ever came true. Why do people continuously go back to like entertainment rumor people who it's weird. It's so weird to me. What is the point? What is the point of listening constantly to someone put bullshit in your ear? Like, think of all the, I don't know, man. It's so weird. It's so weird to me. Algorithm chasing, pumping out 5 videos a day. Just, that's why I've always seen it as a joke, as a troll, but I don't know if, I guess that's not the case. I don't know. It's weird. It's super weird. But hey, man, that's what we got to deal with. You're probably right, Omega. You're probably right. It's all it is. It's like SEO and algorithm chasing, for sure. I don't know. Whatever. Let's see. At my so I don't know if you guys know this, some of you guys probably don't get to tune into my streams regularly just because they're, you know, they're always off times, and maybe you don't look at them when they're archived on the channel. But if you search for Hello Greedo and whatever podcast app you use, you should see the Hello Greedo Lightspeed Lounge podcast. Basically, I try to upload my live streams as podcasts. I don't do every single one of them, but you know, if you ever want to listen to something that you missed, or if there's a specific topic that, you know, comes up on a live stream that you don't catch live, you can listen to it on the podcast, just to let you know. I have a 21-year-old reactionary friend like the one of people you just mentioned, always DMs me about something he hates. Dude needs to learn to let go. Dylan Compton. Yeah, I think it comes with, I would like to say that it comes with age, but I know a lot of people, older folks, who just get upset about dumb shit, right? How much can we bet? What's up, Sappity? How much can we bet the next Star Wars film or trilogy will have a desert planet? Yeah, you're probably right, right? I like, you know, we always have a planet that has a specific, like, climate or look to it, right? You got Hoth, snow. Indoors, forest. Tatooine is desert. Pasaana is desert. There's just so many planets that have a very specific look, planet-wide, right? Is there a planet that has... Is there a planet like Earth that has multiple... As planets would, that, you know, like this? Are there planets that have all sorts of different types of climates? Different types of weather in Star Wars? Every planet seems to be... I'm sure there are, but every planet seems to be very specific with weather. Faux Inform, do you think Star Wars needs to have a huge break? Disney seems to be forcing Star Wars to be Marvel with content. I feel like we're kind of... Well, I guess... It's interesting, because I personally feel like we're in a pretty big Star Wars break right now. I know we just had the Bad Batch, but that feels very... Like, all of my friends who are Star Wars fans, they're Star Wars fans. None of them watched Bad Batch, you know. I went to the prequel movies with these guys. We talk Star Wars all the time, but they don't watch the cartoons. They don't watch Bad Batch, but they're still Star Wars fans, right? So I feel like we are in a little break, which if you're knee-deep in Star Wars fandom online and you're watching the Bad Batch, it probably doesn't feel that way. But I kind of feel that we're in a little lull right now. That might not make sense to some folks, but yeah, we're getting a pretty big movie break, right? The next movie comes out in 2023, I think. Star Wars Rogue Squadron movie. Let's see. Yeah, 2023, December of 2023. So, you know, that's a pretty big... It's a 4-year break from The Rise of Skywalker to Rogue Squadron. That's a pretty solid movie break, you know? That being said, we do have a shitload of shows on the horizon. And I don't know when those are all coming out, but hopefully they're staggered. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. It could feel very, very overwhelming quick. Yeah. Mando's coming back soon. I don't even think they finished filming. I don't even know if they've started filming season 3, have they? I don't know. I'm not sure. I could be wrong. What's everybody playing these days? Video game wise. I've been kind of in the mood to play... Well, the game that I've been wanting to play for a while is Cyberpunk, but... Is it... So, does anybody have Cyberpunk on the Xbox? I have an Xbox One S, and it seems like the type of game that I would want to sit and play on the couch. But I'm worried that it's not running good or not as good on the console as it is on the PC. Battlefront, Assassin's Creed games. Yeah, I've only actually played one Assassin's Creed game. It was the one in London. What is that one called? Syndicate, I think it is. I own Origins, I think that's what that's the Egypt one, but I've never played it. Like, I got it when it came out for Christmas along with a couple other games, and I never played it, but Yeah. For whatever reason, like, I have a huge desire to play Cyberpunk. Yeah, don't, I haven't really watched anything on it. Don't really know much about it, but just I want... It's all about the aesthetic and the vibe of that game that's drawing me in, right? Don't have much time to play it as it is, but, you know, just an hour or two a week would be enough for me to get my fill. At that rate, it would take me years to finish, right? Yeah, Lilith says you can pick them all up pretty cheap these days. Yeah, that's what I've done for a few years is I like going on eBay and just searching for used used games. That's how I found, like, the Resident Evil 7, was it? Resident Evil, the one where... Let me look this up. eBay. The one where you're, like, in the house. Resident Evil 7. Is that the right one? Nope. Is that the right one? Biohazard? Resident Evil 6, maybe? Yeah, it must be 7. Yeah, 7. Okay, it is 7. That's how I found Resident Evil 7. I got it for, like, $5 on eBay. You know. I love doing that. Buying used games on eBay... I've never had an issue. I bought, like, Metal Gear Solid Phantom Pain. Just a bunch of... That's how I get my games now. Like, I wait years until they're... You know, I wait until they've been out for a few years, and then I buy them on eBay for dirt cheap. Yeah. Eh. Little treats. Little treats, right? Yeah, it's a lot of stuff, General Skywalker. That's a hell of a lot of stuff. Andor, Bad Batch, Season 2, Obi-Wan Kenobi, The Mandalorian, Season 3, Indiana Jones 5, and Willow. Goodness gracious. I actually just started back up, or I installed and streamed it the other day, The Old Republic, which is fun. I might start streaming that a little more. Just because it's kind of been rare the past... Shit, it's been rare this entire year that I've streamed video games. I really haven't done much... I would say in the past 2 months I've done more on the channel than the previous months since January combined. But that's just how it feels. I don't know if that's true, but it feels that way. Trying to get back into the swing of things... School is a little more forgiving in terms of having time than it was. Like, when I was in EMT, getting my EMT certificate, my national EMT registered, I can't speak. Sorry, guys. It's early and I'm on my fourth cup of coffee. When I was getting my EMT certification, that was very, very academic and book heavy. For 4 or 5 months, and then, you know, fire school is way more in class and physical, so it's not as demanding in terms of, you know, my time out of school. So that's why I'm trying to get back in the swing of thing with the channel. Travi M, thank you for the generous super chat and channel support. I greatly appreciate that, Travi. What is your avatar? What's your picture there? I'm trying to see it. Let me see if I can zoom in. Can I? Ooh, I can a little bit. Let me see. I'm trying to figure out what your picture is. Oh, is that like a dog that's warped? What is that? Yeah, is that like a husky? It looks like a husky. Am I wrong? I don't know. Anyway, Travi says, I don't know if he'd be your type of music, but I highly recommend listening to San Hollow. San Hollow. I'll check it out. Sander Van, better known as Sand Hollow, musician and record producer. He gained international recognition for his remix of Dr. Dre's The Next Level, which current 30 years old. Okay, yeah, I've never heard of him, but I will definitely check it out. We'll see. You might think that with a moniker like San Hollow, the producer, but that's not really true. It's just a play on his nickname that got tossed around and stuck. So it's not a Han Solo spin. Interesting. Yeah, I'll check this out, man. I'm curious what type of music it is. I'll let you know if I like it next stream. But it's more photo of my dog named Hal. Okay. It was trippy. I was trying to figure out what it was, man. Nice. Okay. Yeah, I'll check this out. I'll keep it up on... here we go. I got his SoundCloud pulled up. I will listen to it after the stream. Electronic, folk, and singer-songwriter. Yeah, I'll check it out, man. Nice. I when it comes to electronic music and stuff like that, I don't really... I see he's listed as like a DJ. I know nothing about that world, but I like bands like Tycho or Hammock. That's kind of the extent of usually the electronic music that I listen to. And I think a lot of... I'll type it. Tycho, that's a band. And Hammock is one of my all-time favorites, too. It's very, very mellow. Those are two bands that I absolutely love. Like whenever I'm working around the house or if it's early morning and I'm, you know, up before the family and I need to do some stuff or making my daughter some lunch and it's 5 a.m, I will, I'll throw on some Hammock in my ears. And, it's great. It's great. We Rise, Surface Lights. Okay, perfect. I'll bring those up first. I'll listen to those first. We Rise. Okay, I'll pull that up first. I'll listen to We Rise first. Cool. I appreciate the recommendation there, man. I'll check it out. Nice. I haven't... I think Hammock probably has some new stuff that I haven't heard in a while. I love Teal there. Okay. Teal. I'll bring that up too. Musical artist Teal. Electronic music producer, so inspired by 80s new wave movement Teal. Okay, cool. Pull this up. This might be right up my alley too. Nice, man. Nice. I appreciate the recommendations. Boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. I've always drank Demetrios. I've always drank it black. Let's see. Sorry, guys. I'm doing some Googling. I mean, eBaying. I'm looking on eBay for a band shirt. Actually, I'm going to look for a Steely Dan shirt. I could go for a Steely Dan t-shirt. I'll do this on my own time. I have like a really bad habit of like going down rabbit holes of like eBay rabbit holes. Sometimes I'll just search for like you know, Phantom Menace promo merch or something like that. And yeah, I'll just go down like an endless rabbit hole of Star Wars stuff or whatever I'm, you know, interested in that morning. But, Diego Sanchez asks, the Star Wars TV show you are most excited for? Question mark. For me, it's The Acolyte. Yeah. Mentioned it at the beginning of the stream, but I'll say it again. I'm most excited for The Acolyte for the, well, the biggest reason is, all right, so let's list the TV shows that are coming, right? We got Kenobi. We got Book of Boba Fett. We got Cassian Andor. We got Ahsoka. We got Lando. And we have The Acolyte. Those are six shows. And the only one that does not have a familiar face, the only one that does not have a familiar face name in the title of the show is The Acolyte. Everything else is a character that we already know and we've seen. So, like, yeah, the Acolyte is the one that I'm most excited for because it's the one that has the most mystery to me. You know, it's set in a time period before The Phantom Menace. Hopefully there's not a familiar face or a character we already know. Hopefully it's a completely clean slate, new stuff. That's why I'm the most excited for it. That's why. Now, I'm not really a country fan, Rolando. I like certain bands like Sturgill Simpson or Whiskey Town or some stuff that has a twang to it, like Limbeck is one of my all-time favorite bands. But when it comes to like radio country or whatever, can't do it. Cannot do it. Can't do it. Oh, I like Sappity asks, Greedo, I can't help myself but need to ask you, as this topic seems so sensitive in the U.S., to have or not pineapple on pizza. I'm pro pineapple pizza. I feel like the people who say they don't like pineapple on pizza have never had pineapple on pizza. If you get a nice Hawaiian pizza that has pineapple and ham on it, I understand everybody's tastes are different, but I have a very hard time believing that you would not like that. Oh, the savory, the sweet. It's delicious. It's damn delicious. So yeah, I'm a fan, man. It's been a long time since I've had it, but whenever I have, I've enjoyed it. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, pineapple on pizza is good, man. There's I pretty much like anything on pizza except for anchovies or seafood. There's a place, I mean, I think they're nationwide now. I could be wrong, but Mellow Mushroom. Do they have Mellow Mushrooms where you guys are at? I mean, I know there's a bunch in Florida and Atlanta. I think they're just on the East Coast, but I'm not too sure. But Mellow Mushroom has so many unique pizzas. There's like a sauteed mushroom pizza that has like a garlic aioli on it. Oh, dude, it's so good. Then they have like a potato skin pizza. It's a pizza, but it has like potato skin. It's so good. It has like chives on it and sour. It's so good, man. They just make very unique, different types of pizza, and it's not overkill. But yeah, they're great. Great. Yeah. Anyway, L, thank you so much for the channel support once again, man. I appreciate that, L. L asks, what do you think of Star Wars Visions? Seems interesting. So, yeah, I'm excited for Visions. My excitement for Visions is actually higher than a lot of Star Wars TV show excitement in terms of like live action stuff. What I'm most excited for with Visions is the variety of it. Like every single clip in the trailer looks so unique and different. Every episode looks like it's going to be so unique and different from the other ones, you know. And also it looks like a completely clean slate where it's a bunch of characters and maybe stories and stuff we're not familiar with whatsoever, which is obviously what I've been talking about for a long time. So yeah, Visions, I'm really excited for it also because I know nothing about anime. It's a world that I know next to nothing about. Like, I know that Dragon Ball Z exists. I know that I've seen some anime commercials on Adult Swim. That's about it. So, to be able to dive into a genre or a type of animation, I guess, maybe is a better word to put it, better way to put it, to dive into it through the lens of Star Wars. I'm excited to experience it. Experience anime, something that I've never really paid attention to or experienced before, you know. So, yeah, man, I'm really interested in it. I'm really excited for it. When does it come out? Let's see. Star Wars Visions release date. September 22nd. Okay, perfect. First episode date. Oh, it's not all coming out at once. September 22nd is a Wednesday. Perfect. Oh, awesome. Wednesdays are they all going to come out on Wednesdays? Oh my God, that will be perfect. That's the day where my parents babysit my daughter all day. I have nothing to do except for like house shit and some school homework. Oh, are they all coming out on Wednesdays? Everything, please come out on Wednesdays. Nice, man. Yeah, I'm pretty excited for Visions. Yeah, looks fun, man. Looks fun. Anyway, I appreciate that, L. Oh yeah, Dune. Yeah, I'm excited for Dune. That's also something that I know nothing about. Like, I'm pretty sure that I saw the original like movie that was made in, when was that made? Like in the early 80s? Dune movie 80s, I think. 1984. Is that right? I'm pretty sure I've seen that. I'm pretty sure I have, but I have like no memory of it. And yeah, I've never read the book. It's a world that I really know nothing about. But yeah, I'm excited for it. Denis Villeneuve, new sci-fi movie. Pretty pumped. I wish I had time to read them, Chris. Like, I had big ambitions to read Dune before the movie came out. The first book before the movie came out. I just never got around to it. I have other books that I'm trying to get through, you know? Yeah. When my daughter was first born, man, I read so many books within like the first year that she was born. Now I don't even know if my Kindle has a charge. I need to get back into it. My buddy got me Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the novelization that Quentin Tarantino wrote. So I'm actually going to read that on the plane up to his wedding. I got two weddings kind of back to back. One's in Chicago, one's in Cincinnati. So I'm going to be flying and reading Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Pretty excited to read that. That's one. I think that's my favorite Quentin Tarantino movie. I loved it. But yeah. Thanks, Glizzy. No, I haven't seen any Kenobi leaks. Not familiar. I usually try to steer clear of that kind of stuff, to tell you the truth. Just not because of... I don't know. It's just... It's so tempting to... But, well, for one, you never know if they're real or not, right? And it's also very tempting to make content about leaks. And that's the trap that I never want to fall into, you know? Unless I'm parodying... I'm making fun of leaks, leak video culture, leak. It's just I have zero desire to do that, to spoil people's fun, to make money off of people's inability to click on a leak link. Yeah, I don't know. But now you piqued my curiosity, and I'm gonna have to look at it. Damn it. Oh, I didn't know there was a trailer for the Foundation. I'll have to check that out. Is that coming out on Amazon? Is that an Amazon original? Asimov, but the Foundation. Or is it a movie? I thought it was an Amazon show. Oh, Apple TV. Okay, Apple TV. Yeah, I haven't watched this trailer yet. I'll check this out after the stream. Oh, it's coming out really soon, September 24th. Nice, man. A lot of cool shit coming down, coming out soon. I know I'm going to be dragging ass later. My wife will say, why don't you take a little nap? I don't have to pick my daughter up from school until 1, but it's like a 45-minute drive to get there. Say, why don't you take a little nap before you go get the girl? I can't. There's too much to do. But basically being awake since 2:30 in the morning, it's a bad decision. That's what happens when you can't get back to sleep, right? Apple Plus. We canceled our Apple subscription. We watched Ted Lasso and a couple other things. I can't remember. But we're trying to be better about, you know, only subscribing to, like, one streaming service while we watch shows on that streaming service. Because, at a certain point, you're subscribed to so many different streaming services and you can't watch everything. And you might as well just stick with the damn show, you know? So we just finished White Lotus, so we're going to cancel HBO and then pick up Apple TV to finish this, or to watch the second season of Ted Lasso when it finishes airing, if it hasn't already. But we canceled Netflix a few months ago because there was nothing on there that we wanted to watch. The only one that's like constant is Disney Plus, just because we have a 3-year-old daughter and yeah, she needs to watch her Monsters, Inc. Everything on Apple TV kind of goes on. Yeah, there's so many shows and let's see. Apple TV shows. It's one that I never really think of, to tell you the truth. I never think of Apple TV when I think of streaming services or what I want to watch. I don't know why. Oh yeah, physical. Could watch physical. What's Mr. Corman? That's Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Mr. Corman. Mr. Corman. Fifth grade teacher Josh Corman, as he struggles with anxiety, loneliness, forfeited dreams of music career, and the sinking suspicion that he sucks as a person. All right. Sounds uplifting. I'm sure it's good. I like Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Anyway. Yeah, basically, Omega says streaming is pretty much just slightly more curated cable these days. Yeah. We have Hulu Live for live TV, but we only watch like 5 channels. I'm sure that's the case for so many other people too, but you pay like $60 a month for that. We need to cancel that too and just find something cheaper. It's just with, yeah. It used to be it was way cheaper than cable, but now we're actually thinking of not cutting the cable cord and going back to cable because it's basically, it's cheaper now to bundle it with our fiber. Oh my God, are we talking about this on a stream? Is this the mark of getting old? It's like in class. I'm hanging out with the older guys in class and we're talking about mortgages and the other kids are saying things are prime or fire and we have to ask what those mean. Never heard of that show, Central Park. For how long will you stream? I don't know, man. I don't know. Oh, it's 6:11, probably for another 10 minutes or so, not much longer. I appreciate you guys hanging out with me this morning, waking me up as I annoyingly sip my coffee for an hour and a half, shooting the shit. It was a good time. Yeah. Anyway, all right, guys. Yep, it's early. I need to go make my daughter some lunch for her school. Wake up a little bit. Knock some stuff out. So, yeah, I actually might stream tonight. Maybe like 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. I might do a little Battlefront stream or something like that. So if you're around, tune in. I don't know what time it'll be for you guys, but can you tell that I'm tired? I'm fucking tired, man. Oh, countries I've visited, Demetrios. I'll tell you, so I've been to England, I've been to Canada, I've been to Mexico, I've been to Guatemala, I've been to Cuba, I've been to Costa Rica, I've been to Panama, I've been to Colombia, I've been to St. Lucia, I've been to, did I say Guatemala? Colombia, Panama, Guatemala, Cuba, Costa Rica. Yeah, a lot of places in South America because I deployed to South America. So, 7 months on a boat, we ported to a lot of Central and South America countries. But and the United States of America. Did I mention that one? Yeah. I think that's all the countries I've been to. So England, Canada, Mexico, St. Lucia, Cuba, Panama, Guatemala, Costa Rica, Colombia. Anything else? I think that's it. Yeah. Yeah. Good times. Me and my wife went to England on our on one of our wedding anniversaries. We used to go to really cool places on our wedding anniversary, but haven't done that since our daughter was born. Priorities, you know, priorities. But you know. Anyway, all right, guys, that's it for me this morning. That was 1 hour and 40 minutes of a stream that I did not know how long it would be, but I appreciate you guys hanging out with me this morning, shooting the shit a little bit. I will probably do another stream tonight if you're around like maybe 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. Just a little 30-minute hang. We'll see. But might play a video game. We'll see. We'll see. All right, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your morning, your afternoon, your evening, wherever you are on planet Earth. To everybody who supported the channel this morning, thanks, man. I appreciate it. The channel survives because of you. All right. What else? That's it for me. All right. I'm going to go drink some more coffee and try to wake up. All right. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. See ya.